From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic reports in the Greenville Pioneer about local ties to the Child Victims Act, which went into effect August 14th, waiving the statute of limitations and allowing a one-year window for victims of child sexual abuse to make a claim against their abuser. After August 13, 2020, victims must file a civil claim by age 55 or until age 28 for criminal cases. Locally, New Baltimore activist Gary Greenberg has been working to get the bill passed for almost 12 years. Greenberg said, and I quote, "I think there will be a few thousand lawsuits filed across the state. It's a big day, and a lot of victims will be filing their cases and seeking long overdue justice," end quote. Another story in the Greenville Pioneer names a priest who once served at Sacred Heart Church in Cairo in the 1980s as a defendant in a lawsuit against the Catholic Diocese of Albany. Father Sean McMahon, now 82, is alleged to have abused a teenager at the church in the 1980s. Read about these stories in the Greenville Pioneer. Victoria E. Friel reports in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle that the fourth and final American terrorist involved in a plot to attack a Muslim enclave in New York was sentenced September 3rd to 7 years in state prison. Vincent Vetromile, who is now 20, also gets 5 years of post-release supervision for pleading guilty to attempted first-degree criminal possession of a weapon, a felony, in June. Five of the six charges against all four defendants are felony terrorism charges for a plot to bomb the community of Islamburg in Delaware County on June 18th. But an offhand remark by a 16-year-old during a school lunch period led to uncovering the plot before anyone was hurt. Police said the conspirators also discussed their plot on the social media chat platform Discord, which is popular for members of the alt-right, white supremacist, and neo-Nazi groups. The four had assembled 23 firearms and 3 explosive devices to use against a 200-member religious community. Read more about this story in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. HudsonValley360.com reports that Kenneth P. Leggett was elected to the board of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation at an unnamed date. Leggett has been a general contractor for more than 40 years, building houses locally. He has also been assessor for the town of Livingston for 45 years and Ancrum for 12 years, and is a former member of the Livingston Fire Company for 23 years. CEDC Board Chair David Finger said in a statement, and I quote, "Ken brings over 40 years of knowledge and experience, especially in residential construction. We look forward to Ken providing a fresh perspective as we continue to lead and facilitate positive economic development growth for Columbia County," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Adia Chavez and Akilah Lacey report at The Intercept that New York Senator Chuck Schumer is being accused of working against progressive Democrats trying to unseat Republican senators. Andrew Romanoff is one of many Democrats trying to be the Democratic nominee to win the Colorado seat from Republican Cory Gardner. Romanoff says that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is steering campaign consultants away from candidates on the left. Romanoff said, and I quote, "They've made it clear to a number of the firms and individuals we tried to hire that they wouldn't get any business in Washington or with the DSCC if they worked with me. It's been a well-orchestrated operation to blackball ragtag grassroots teams," end quote. An anonymous consultant backed up Romanoff's story to The Intercept, saying that, and I quote, "their firm had been far along in talks to work for Romanoff when they got word that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the DSCC weren't happy. The firm was told by a top DSCC staffer that they, and I quote, absolutely under no circumstances could work for Andrew Romanoff, so we withdrew our offer to be his consulting firm," end quote. Schumer, who is known to lead the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, would not comment. A DSCC spokesperson told The Intercept in an email, and I quote, "We do not have a policy of preventing firms from working with candidates. In our role as a campaign committee focused on winning Senate seats, we have ongoing conversations with strategists and advisors about battleground races," end quote. But even though there are many Democrats running for the Colorado seat right now, the DSCC tweeted on August 30th that, and I quote, "John Hickenlooper is running against Cory Gardner, the most vulnerable Republican up in 2020. If we want to end the gridlock, cut the cost of health care and prescription drugs, and act on climate, we need to flip this hashtag co-send seat," end quote, seeming to favor one candidate over the rest of the field. Read the full story at The Intercept. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that a property on Route 212 in Bearsville that includes the Bearsville Theater, Bear Cafe, and radio station WDST has been sold for $2.5 million to a company headed by the founder of an organic baby food company from England. Lizzie Van, with homes now in Woodstock and Florida, bought the 15-acre property at 291 Tinker Street on Friday, August 30th, just 5 days before a court-ordered auction of the Ulster County site would have been held. Van, a biologist, sold the Organics baby food company she created nearly three decades ago to the Hero Group in 2008. The businesses on the property indicate they want to remain there. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.